وعلى آله وسلم. أسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقنا حسن النية طيب. Today in the previous session we got to the end of the chapter of Al-Hajj. في الحصة السابقة وصلنا ختمنا الكلام إلى آخر الكلام في كتاب الحج. بعد هذا نتكلم إن شاء الله في كتاب آخر. إن شاء الله we'll start with other chapters. لكن هناك أمران أحب أن نتكلم فيهما في هذه الحصة. But there are two matters I would like to talk about them during this session. قبل الانتقال إلى شيء آخر, before we move to talk about other chapters. الأمر الأول هو أن العلماء قالوا الوهابية يجب تكفيرهم لأمرين. The scholars said it is an obligation to judge the Wahhabis as blasphemers for two reasons. الأمر الأول أنهم يشبهون الله بخلقه. The first reason is that they liken Allah Ta'ala to the creation. يعتقدون أن الله جسم. They believe that Allah تبارك وتعالى is a body. الوهابي يعتقد أن الله له عينان جارحتان. The Wahhabi believes that Allah تبارك وتعالى has two eyes like we do. ويعتقد أن الله تعالى يتكلم بصوت وحرف. He believes that Allah speaks with a sound and a letter. بل منهم من يعتقد أن الله له لهات. Even some of them, they believe that Allah has a uvula. لها بالعربي اللهات. هاي اللحمة المشرفة على الحلق إذا بدك هيك. هاي الزائدة التي هايدي. ومنهم من يعتقد ويعتقدون ويعتقد الوهابي أن الله له يد جارحة. Also the Wahhabi believes that Allah has a physical hand. ورجل جارحة وقدم جارحة. a physical leg and a physical foot. ويعتقد أن الله له جنب and believes that Allah has a side. وأن الله and that Allah has an arm. وأن الله له أصابع جارحة ساعد جارحة وأصابع جارحة. And the Wahhabi believes that Allah has physical fingers. يعني الوهابي في الحقيقة يعبد إنسانا صورة على صورة إنسان وإن كان لا يقول هذا. So really the Wahhabi worships something, a shape that he imagines, which is a shape of a human being. Although they do not say that. They do not say that we worship a human being. لأجل هذا يجب تكفيرهم. This is one reason why it is an obligation to judge them as non-Muslims. لأن المسلمين يعتقدون أن الله تعالى موجود لا يشبه الموجودات. Because the Muslims believe that Allah تعالى does not resemble the creation. Allah exists without resembling the creation. المسلم يعتقد أن الله موجود بلا مكان. The Muslim believes that Allah exists without a place. أما الوهابي يعتقد أن الله قاعد على العرش. As for the Wahhabi, he believes that Allah sits on العرش. الذي يقعد على العرش يكون جسما. What sits on the throne on العرش is a body. يكون له جزء أعلى وجزء أسفل. He would have an upper part and a lower part. ويلاقي وينثني and it folds. ويلاقي بجزئه الأسفل الشيء الذي يقعد عليه. And it touches with its lower part the thing on which it sits. هذا الجلوس. This is sitting, isn't it? والذي يوصف بهذا لا يكون إلا جسما. Whatever is attributed with sitting has to be a body. الوهابية شبه الله بالإنسان والجن والبهائم. The Wahhabis resembled Allah تعالى to the humans, to the jinn, and to the animals. سيدنا سليمان كان له مجلس فيه 600 مقعد يقعد فيه الإنس والجن. سيدنا سليمان our master prophet سليمان his session contained 600 places to sit, where humans and jinn used to sit. Al-Wahhabiyya ja'alu Allah mithla ha'ula. The Wahhabis likened Allah to those humans and jinn. Al-insan yaq'ud. Al-qird yaq'ud. غيره من البهائم تقعد على قول الوهابية الله يشبه الإنسان والقرد والبهائم. The human being sits, the ape sits, other animals sit. For the Wahhabis, or the claim of Wahhabis means that Allah is like the humans, like the ape, and like animals, has the same attributes as they have. Al-Muslim يعتقد أن وجود الله بلا بداية وبلا نهاية ليس كوجودنا. The Muslim believes that the existence of Allah is not like ours. The existence of Allah is without a beginning and without an end. المسلم يعتقد أن حياة الله ليست كحياتنا، ليس لها بداية ولا نهاية، وليست باجتماع روح وجسد، بل هي صفة تليق بالله. The Muslim believes that the life of Allah is not like ours. It does not have a beginning. It does not have an end. It is not a combination of a soul and a body. It is an attribute that befits Allah and does not resemble the attributes of the creation. It does not resemble our lives. كذلك علم الله ليس كعلمنا. ليس شيئا يحصل دفعة بعد دفعة، ليس شيئا حادثا. Likewise, the knowledge of Allah is not like ours. It is not something that occurs in batches. It is not something that exists after non-existence. إنما علمه صفة أزلية أبدية يعلم بها كل شيء في الأزل. Rather, the knowledge of Allah is an eternal and everlasting attribute with which Allah eternally knows everything. كذلك حياة الله ليست حادثة، ليست كحياتنا، ليست شيئا يحصل دفعة بعد دفعة. Likewise, the life of Allah is not something that exists after non-existence. It is not something that occurs in batches. إنما هي صفة أزلية أبدية. Rather, it is an eternal and everlasting attribute. كما يعرف كل مسلم, as every Muslim knows. كذلك كلام الله ليس حرفا ولا صوتا. Likewise, the kalam, the speech of Allah is not something composed of letters and sounds. ليس شيئا يحصل دفعة بعد دفعة. It is not something that occurs one batch after another. ليس ككلامنا. It is not like our speech. نحن نتكلم بحرف وصوت. We speak with sounds and letters. أما كلام الله فهو صفة أزلية أبدية ليست ككلامنا. As for the speech of Allah, it is an eternal and everlasting attribute which is not like our speech. It does not change. الوهابية يعتقدون أن الله يتكلم بحرف وصوت. The Wahhabis believe that Allah speaks with sounds and letters. يعتقدون أن كلامه يحصل شيئا بعد شيء. They believe that the speech of Allah occurs one batch after another, one letter after another, just like ours. In sequence, this is how they believe. أما المسلم فيعتقد أن كلام الله لا يشبه كلام الخلق. As for the Muslim, he believes that the speech of Allah does not resemble the speech of the creation. الإمام أبو حنيفة قال ويتكلم لا ككلامنا. نحن نتكلم بالآلات من المخارج والحروف والله متكلم بلا آلة ولا حرف. الإمام أبو حنيفة said Allah speaks not like our speech. We speak with exits, with بالآلات instrument with organs. We speak with organs and letters. As for Allah تبارك وتعالى, He speaks without a sound and without an organ. لو كان يقال لهؤلاء الوهابية ماذا تقولون في من يقول إن علم الله يحصل شيئا بعد شيء؟ We ask those Wahhabis, what do you say about anyone who says that the knowledge of Allah occurs in sequence? What they are going to say? يقولون كافر. They are going to say he is a blasphemer. نقول لهم ماذا تعتقدون في من يقول حياة الله تحدث شيئا بعد شيء؟ We tell them, what do you believe in the one who says that the life of Allah occurs in sequence, one batch after another? يقولون كافر. They are going to say كافر. نقول ماذا تعتقدون في الذي يقول إن قدرة الله تحدث شيئا بعد شيء؟ يقولون كافر. We tell them, what do you say about the one who claims that the power of Allah occurs in sequence. Every while Allah acquires new power. What do you say about that? They are going to say, he is a blasphemer. نقول لهم وكذلك نحن نكفر الذي يقول إن كلامه بتعاقب حروف وأصوات. We tell them, and likewise, we judge as a blasphemer the one who says that the speech of Allah occurs in sequence. لماذا؟ Why is that? لأن الذي يقول إن صفة من صفات الله تحدث شيئا بعد شيء هذا مؤداه ومعناه أن الله حادث. Because the one who says that any among the attributes of Allah Ta'ala occurs in sequence, one batch after another, then as if he is saying that Allah was not existing and then he existed. As if he is saying that Allah existed after non-existence. هم يوافقوننا على هذا في صفة العلم. They agree with us in what pertains the attribute of knowledge. ويوافقوننا على هذا في صفة الحياة. They agree with us on what pertains the attribute of life. ويوافقوننا على هذا في صفة القدرة. They agree on that in what pertains the attribute of power. بنفس الاستدلال يحكم بأن صفة الكلام ليست بحرف ولا صوت. By the same analogy, it is confirmed that the attribute of speech is not in sequence. إنما كلامه صفة تليق به سبحانه. Rather, the speech of Allah is an attribute that befits Allah تبارك وتعالى ولا تشبه صفاتنا and does not resemble our attributes. And by the same analogy وبنفس الطريقة بنفس الاستدلال يحكم على من يقول بأن كلام الله بحرف وصوت أنه كافر. And by the same analogy, the one who says that Allah speaks with sounds and letters is judged to be a blasphemer. باختصار الذي يعتقد أن الله جسم أو موصوف بصفات المخلوقين أو يشبه الله بخلقه كافر. In brief, the one who believes that Allah is a body or likens Allah to the creation or that Allah is attributed with the attributes of the creation is a blasphemer. Al-Wahhabi يقول Allah جالس على العرش وبعضهم الذي يظن نفسه ذكيا فيهم يقول الله فوق العرش معلق فوق العرش في الفراغ فوق العرش. The Wahhabis, they say that Allah sits on العرش. And some of them who think themselves to be smart, يعني, some of them, they claim that Allah is suspended above العرش, in the space above العرش. الذي يقول هذا شبه الله بخلقه. The one who says that is likening Allah to the creation. نحن نجلس. We sit. فلا يجوز أن يوصف الله بالجلوس. So it is not permissible to attribute sitting to Allah. الشمس فوقنا في الفراغ. والنجم فوقنا في الفراغ والقمر يكون فوقنا في الفراغ، فلا يجوز أن يوصف الله بأنه في الفراغ كما الشمس والقمر والنجم. The sun would be above us in the space. The moon also. The stars also. So it is not permissible to say about Allah that He is above anything in the space like the sun, the moon, and the stars. الذي يكون في الفراغ يكون جسما. What is in the space would be a body. يكون له حجم, would have a volume. يكون له شكل, would have a shape. وهذه صفة المخلوق. Those are the attributes of the creation. لذلك يجب الحكم على الوهابية بأنهم كفار. This is why it is an obligation to judge the Wahhabis of being blasphemers, non-Muslims. عقيدة الوهابي أسخف من عقيدة عابد الشمس. The creed of the Wahhabi is more silly than the creed of the one who worships the sun. الوهابي لا يستطيع أن يقيم الحجة على عابد الشمس. The Wahhabi cannot defeat the sun worshipper. الوهابي يظن نفسه مسلما. The Wahhabi thinks that he is a Muslim. إذا قال لعابد الشمس أسلم. If the Wahhabi says to the sun worshipper, embrace al-Islam, embrace my belief. إذا شرح له الإسلام على ما يعتقد الوهابي, if he interprets al-Islam, the creed of Islam, as the Wahhabis believe, يقول له عابد الشمس, أنت معبودك الذي تزعم أنه قاعد على العرش جسم, ما أحد رآه ولا أحد رأى له منفعة, أما معبودي أنا فهو جسم جميل كل أحد يراه وكل أحد يحس منفعته للإنسان وللبهائم وللهواء وللنبات وللتربة, فلما يكون معبودك أولى بالعبادة من معبودي, أولى بالألوهية من معبودي؟ إيش يقول له الوهابي؟ ما عنده جواب. يقول له, قال الله تعالى لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر. يقول أنا لا أعتقد بكتابك, أعطني دليلا. ماذا يقول له؟ ما عنده دليل. The sun worshipper would tell the Wahhabi, the one that you worship is a body. No one saw it, no one ever saw him, and no one felt a benefit from him. No one sensed a benefit from him. As for the one that I worship, the sun, it is a body. It has a nice shape, nice color. Everyone feels its benefit, and everyone sees it. Everyone feels its benefit for the air, for the plants, for the human beings, for the animals, for the soil. Everyone feels its benefit. So why would the one that you worship be more deserving of godhood than the sun, the one that I worship. What would the Wahhabi say? He cannot say anything. What would he say? Allah Ta'ala said, لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر, which means do not worship the sun and do not worship the moon. He would tell him, I do not believe in your book. Give me a proof. What would the Wahhabi say? Nothing. أما المسلم الموحد المنزه فيقيم الحجة على عابد الشمس يقول له الشمس جسم جميل نافع لكنه جسم له شكل ولون وهيئة فهو محتاج لمن جعله على هذا الشكل وعلى هذه الهيئة ولمن خصه بهذا اللون أما معبودي فليس جسما ولا يوصف بشكل أو هيئة أو لون فلا يحتاج إلى غيره بل هو الخالق لغيره الموجود أزلا وأبدا لذلك هو وحده المستحق للعبادة إيش يقول عابد الشمس ما له كلام أقيمت عليه الحجة As for the Muslim who does not liken Allah, the true Muslim, who does not liken Allah to the creation, that is, if he talks with the sun worshipper, then he would tell him, the sun has a nice shape, yes, it is a nice body, yes, it is a beneficial body, yes, but it is a body. It has a shape, it has a volume, it has a color. Who specified it with this shape, this volume, and this color? It is in need for someone, it is in need for someone to specify it with those matters. The one who specified it with those matters is Allah, the one that I worship. The one who is not attributed with shape, who is not attributed with color, who is not attributed with volume, who does not resemble the creation. And this is why he exists without a beginning and without an end. He is the creator of everything and he is the one who deserves to be worshipped. What would the sun worshipper say? He doesn't have anything to say. إذن كما هو واضح عقيدة الوهابية أسخف من عقيدة عابد الشمس. So as it is clear, the creed of the Wahhabis is more silly than the creed of the sun worshipper. It is more silly than the creed of the one of the sun worshipper. Barakallahu fik. بعض الناس في أيامنا يقولون الوهابية ضلال لكن لا نعتبرهم كفار. لماذا يقولون؟ لأنهم يقولون لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Some people nowadays, they say, the Wahhabis are misguided, but we do not consider them blasphemers. Because they say, that is with their tongues, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. لا إله إلا الله لا تنفع من عقيدته تخالف معنى لا إله إلا الله. This statement, this holy statement, La ilaha illallah, does not benefit the one who carries a creed that contradicts its meaning. If he says it, saying it does not benefit him. أليس كان المنافقون يقولون لا إله إلا الله؟ ماذا نفعهم؟ ما نفعهم ذلك؟ هم في الدرك الأسفل من النار. Didn't the hypocrites at the time of the prophet say لا إله إلا الله؟ They did. What did this benefit them? Nothing. As Allah mentioned in Al-Quran, they are going to be tortured in the lowest level of hellfire, where the strongest torture exists, takes place. إذا إنسان أليس هناك أناس يقولون لا إله إلا الله وهم يعبدون أشخاصا يعتقدون الألوهية في أشخاص في بشر بلى ينفعهم هذا لا ينفعهم Aren't there people who say لا إله إلا الله while believing that Allah is a human being, a specific human being? There are. They exist nowadays. Does saying La ilaha illallah benefit them? It does not. Why? You tell such people, why it does not benefit them? Although they say it, just as the Wahhabis say it. Why it does not benefit them? Because they hold in their hearts a creed that contradicts the creed with which the Prophet والسلام, came. Isn't it the case? Well, the same thing, the Wahhabis are in the same position. They hold in their hearts a belief, a creed that contradicts the creed of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And thus, saying لا إله إلا الله does not benefit them. ولو كانوا يظنون أنفسهم مسلمين. Even if they think that they are Muslims, هذا لا ينفعهم. This does not benefit them. أليس عابد الصنم يظن نفسه على حق؟ بلى. ينفعه ذلك؟ لا ينفعه. The one who worships the idol, doesn't he think that he is on the correct path? He does. Does this benefit him in the hereafter? It does not. The same thing applies on the Wahhabis. Even if they think that they are Muslims, because they hold this creed that contradicts the creed of the Prophet والسلام, then they are not judged as Muslims. Those people who say such statements claim to be moderate. Somehow, I don't know how they say that. Actually, how do I say it? No, actually what they are doing, that they are destroying the religion. Why? Because if they do not differentiate between the Islamic creed and the creed which is not an Islamic creed, then what are they doing actually? They are mixing things. That's what they are doing. Only mixing things in a chaos. Then what's the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim? What is the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim? Yeah, the Muslim is someone who believes in the creed that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came with. Isn't this the Muslim? So do the Wahhabis believe in the same creed? No, then how can they be Muslims? Why the idol worshipper is not a Muslim? Because he does not believe in the creed with which the Prophet came, with which all the Prophets came. The Wahhabi does not believe in the creed with which all the Prophets came. So do you see how those people are mixing things? And this would lead to what? To chaos. There would be no proper defined borders, distinction between Islam and other than Islam. Subhanallah. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu kaffara alladhi ya'taqidu anna Allah jalis 'ala al-'arsh anna Allah yushbihu al-khalq. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa clearly, explicitly said that the one who likens Allah to the creation is a blasphemer. Al-Imam Malik kaffara alladhi ya'taqid anna Allah qa'id 'ala al-'arsh. أو يشبه الله بخلقه. Imam Malik mentioned that anyone who likens Allah to the creation or believes that Allah sits on the throne on Al-Arsh is a kafir. Imam Al-Shafi'i أيضا قال ذلك. Likewise, Imam Al-Shafi'i said that. Imam Al-Shafi'i قال المجسم كافر. Once Al-Shafi'i said, the one who claims that Allah is a body, who believes that Allah is a body, is a blasphemer. ومرة قال من اعتقد أن الله قاعد على العرش فهو كافر. Another time he said, the one who believes that Allah sits on Al-Arsh is a kafir. وهكذا سائر الأئمة. Likewise, the other imams said. فإذا جاء اليوم إنسان فقال أنا شافعي, زعم أنه شافعي ولم يكفر المجسمة كالوهابية, ماذا نقول له؟ كلامك لا عبرة به لأنه خالف كلام الإمام. Nowadays, if someone claims that he is Shafi'i and he claims that those who liken Allah to the creation, we do not call them blasphemers like the Wahhabis. What do we tell him? We tell him, your statement goes against the statement of the imam of the school. You claim to be following this imam, this school, while your claim goes against the imam of this school. Then your claim has no weight. نفس الشيء إن انتسب إلى المذهب الحنفي أو المالكي أو الحنبلي. The same thing applies if such a person claims to be following the Maliki school, the Hanbali school, or any other school. وهذا ليس فقط كلام أئمة المذاهب بل هو كلام الصحابة. This is not the statement of the imams of the different schools only. This is what the companions said. سيدنا الإمام علي ماذا قال؟ أيوة، من زعم أن إلهنا محدود فقد جهل الخالق المعبود. معناه لا يعرف الله، معناه غير مسلم. الإمام علي said من زعم أن إلهنا محدود فقد جهل الخالق المعبود، which means the one who believes that our God has limits, that is a shape or a volume or the like, then he is ignorant about the proper belief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He does not have that. He is a blasphemer. ثم حفيده يعني الذي من نسله الإمام جعفر الصادق رضي الله عنه ماذا قال؟ قال من زعم أن الله في شيء أو من شيء أو على شيء فقد أشرك. Likewise الإمام جعفر الصادق that is جعفر الصادق he is a descendant of الإمام علي a great imam جعفر the son of محمد the son of علي the son of الحسين the son of علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهم. He said anyone who claims that Allah Ta'ala is in something or from something or above something, on something, he is taking partners with Allah. He is a mushrik. ثم فسر ذلك فقال إذ لو كان في شيء لكان محصورا ولو كان على شيء لكان محمولا ولو كان من شيء لكان محدثا أي مخلوقا. Then he explained his statement. He said because the one that exists in something would be enclosed, surrounded. The one that exists on something would be carried, supported. The one that existed from something, exists from something, would be existing after non-existence. Then it would be created. This is why it is not permissible to believe in any that Allah is attributed of any of those three matters. هؤلاء يعني كأنهم يقولون لا بأس لا ضرر في الآخرة، يعني لو اعتقد واحد غير عقيدة الإسلام عقيدة التشبيه ماشي الحال ينجو يوم القيامة. إذا واحد قال لو اعتقد الشخص غير عقيدة الإسلام ماشي الحال ينجو يوم القيامة يقبل منه؟ لا يقبل. هذا معنى كلام هؤلاء. What those people really are saying is it's okay if someone believes other than the Islamic creed, it's okay. He is going to be safe on the day of judgment. Is this acceptable? No. This is not what tolerance means. Or moderation. Does it work for someone? Is it acceptable for someone to say, well, communism is okay, socialism is okay, capitalism is okay, all of them are okay. If someone goes by any one of those, it's okay. They all lead to the same ending. Is it acceptable? Do people accept it? So how about the area of the creed? Wow. Okay. بعض الناس يقولون عز الدين بن عبد السلام هكذا قال. Some people say عز الدين بن عبد السلام said that. يقولون قال العز بن عبد السلام المشبه لا يكفر. They claim that عز الدين بن عبد السلام said that the one who likens Allah to the creation is not judged as a blasphemer. ينسبون إليه كلاما في بعض الكتب ثم يفسرونه يحملونه على هذا المحمل. They attribute to him certain statements in some books and then they interpret them to mean this. نحن نقول هذا مدسوس على ابن عبد السلام. We say عز الدين ابن عبد السلام did not say that. This was fabricated from him or against him. وحتى لو قال عز الدين أو غيره هذا الكلام مردود عليه. لو قاله كائنا من كان. Now, even if Izzuddin ibn Abd al-Salam or any other person said such a statement, then such a statement would be rejected. Period. Regardless of whom says it. لو قال Izzuddin ibn Abd al-Salam عبدوا غير الله يقبل منه؟ لا يقبل. وهذا لو كان قاله لا يقبل. Had عز الدين بن عبد السلام said worship other than Allah, would it be acceptable from him? No. And this statement is not accepted even if Izzuddin ibn Abd al-Salam said it, regardless, because it contradicts al-Shara. It contradicts what the Izzuddin ibn Abd al-Salam followed, the school of al-Imam al-Shafi'i. His statement, this statement contradicts what al-Shafi'i himself said. So would it be acceptable? No. Period. ثم عز الدين بن عبد السلام مشهور بمواجهته لأهل التشبيه. هذا مدسوس عليه. Anyway, عز الدين بن عبد السلام is famous about his debates with those who likened Allah to the creation. He confronted them and refuted them. So such a statement is fabricated against him. MashaAllah. Marra, كنا ذكرنا قبل لا بأس أن نعيدها. مرة كان سلطان من السلاطين رباه من الصغر إنسان يعتقد التشبيه. During the life of Izzuddin ibn Abd al-Salam, one of the sultans, he was raised up since he was a little kid by someone who believes in his heart at tashbih. He likened Allah to the creation. فألقى إلى السلطان هذه العقيدة. So he taught this creed to this future sultan. بعد مدة من الزمن صار هذا سلطانا. After a period of time, he became the sultan. فاعتقد أن عقيدته أن ما يعتقده في التشبيه وأن الله يتكلم بالحرف والصوت هو عقيدة الإسلام. He used to believe that believing that Allah likens the creation and that Allah speaks with a sound and a voice is the creed of Islam. هذا الذي رباه كان يكره عز الدين بن عبد السلام. This person who raised the sultan hated عز الدين بن عبد السلام. He was a very great scholar. فقال للسلطان عز الدين بن عبد السلام يخالفك في العقيدة. He told the sultan عز الدين بن عبد السلام has a different creed than you. فأرسل السلطان سؤالا إلى عز الدين بن عبد السلام في هذه المسألة. The Sultan sent a letter having a question pertaining this matter to عز الدين بن عبد السلام. لما أخذها عز الدين بن عبد السلام قال للذي جاء بها هذا أرسل إلي امتحانا ليس استفهاما. When he looked at it, he told the one who brought it, this was sent to me to test me, not seeking the answer, but to check what I believe. قال والله لا كتبت إلا الحق. Then he said, I swear by Allah, I will not write except what's the truth, what's the correct thing. ثم كتب العقيدة الصحيحة في هذا الأمر. Then he wrote the proper belief about this issue. لما وصل الجواب إلى السلطان اغتاظ غيظا شديدا. When the Sultan got the response, he read the what Izzuddin ibn Abd al-Salam wrote, he became very angry. ثم حبسه, then he in jailed him. سمع بهذا شيخ الحنفية في ذلك الزمن. The head of the Hanafis at that time heard about that. The head of the Hanafi scholars heard about the incident. فذهب إلى السلطان. He went to the Sultan. كان الزمان رمضان. It was during the month of Ramadan. فلما وصل إلى حيث السلطان إلى دار السلطان كان يركب حمارا. بقي راكبا على الحمار إلى أن وصل أمام السلطان. دخل إلى الداخل بحماره. So he was riding a donkey. So when he arrived there, he did not get down. So he kept riding the donkey until he entered to the place where the Sultan was sitting. And then he went down from the donkey. السلطان كان يجله يقدره. The Sultan used to look highly to him. لما وصل قدموا إليه الطعام. كان رمضان بعد المغرب. When he arrived after المغرب, they offered him food. قال للسلطان أنا ما جئت لا لطعامك ولا لشرابك. He told the Sultan, I did not come to eat from your food nor to drink from what you offer me. إنما هذا ابن عبد السلام لو كان في بلد آخر لكان ينبغي لك أن تحضره إلى بلدك ليستفيد منه الناس. تحبسه. He told him, rather this great scholar Izzuddin ibn Abd al-Salam, if he was living in another area, you should do your best to bring it here so the people would benefit from him. You in jail him. قال يا مولانا أنا استفتيت بفتوى وهو أجاب بناء على جوابه حبسته. He told him, I asked him a question. He answered that, and I have it written with his handwriting. So, and based on that, I in jailed him. قال له قال والورقة عندي. He said, I have this paper. الشيخ قال أريني. The sheikh said, let me see it. أراه الورقة. He showed it to him. لما قرأها قال له هذا هو الحق. ما كتبه ابن عبد السلام هو الحق. When he read it, he said, what ابن عبد السلام wrote is the truth. This is the correct belief. ومن اعتقد ما يقوله الخصم فهو حمار. And anyone who believes what the opponent of Ibn Abd al-Salam say, then he is a donkey. He was addressing the Sultan with that. كانت فهم السلطان. The Sultan understood. فتاب. He repented from that belief. قال ونستدرك ما فرطنا في حقه. And he told this Hanafi Sheikh, I will do my best to make up for what I did with Izzuddin ibn Abd al-Salam. This is how he was. This is how strict he was. Izzuddin ibn Abd al-Salam. Not as they lie about him. إن شاء الله كان. طيب خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here. إن شاء الله الأمر الثاني نتكلم في الحصة الثانية. The other issue, it will not take for a long time. إن شاء الله the other issue we'll talk about it in the next session. إن شاء الله. بارك الله فيكم. تفضل شوي أحمد. Yes. Sometimes it is used like that, sometimes. Sometimes it's used like that. تفضل. عليه دم. مع بعض يعني في نفس الوقت. أما أول نهار تاني نهار ثالث نهار ما عندي جواب. طيب خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله فيك.